I don't know. Sometimes, Jason Kansas, we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Does this feel like Groundhog Day? We just kind of do. You're right back there in your bedroom again, talking with me on the phone, and I'm here in the studio here in Halley, and just keep repeating it.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I think, you know, that kind of we can get into rhythms. And I think especially since COVID-19, that's been just kind of the day in, day out. I haven't quite engaged in all the antics that Bill Murray did in that movie, but
I
think that's true. I think kind of waking up day after day, though I welcome the rhythm of doing this.
So I try to listen during these 5 minutes. I mean, you know, and then obviously my response, I'm thinking of what I'm going to say back. But when you said the word rhythm, I'm searching for the song. And that's what I try to listen for. I'm listening like, what song would naturally flow out of our conversation? So potential songs include Wayne Kirkpatrick, Rhythm of Grace, or new song, Rhythm of the World. So anyhow, there was also a group named Elevation Rhythm and Church of Rhythm. So there you are.
Rhythm is a hard word to spell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In kind of
probably a good Scrabble word.
Six-letter Wordle, that could be a real test for you because it...
Yeah, I think it would throw a lot of people off.
It does not have a vowel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Precisely.
So, you know, I am a spelling... I don't know, say you're a spelling Nazi. I am a spelling... I like spelling. And so when my kids, when somebody writes spaghetti on the refrigerator door on the shopping list and they spell it wrong, multiple letters, then, or my daughter arrives in Israel like she did late yesterday, and that's exciting. She's in Israel, Peggy's in Liberia, Michael's, you know, traveling in the East Coast like your son is. And then, but then but you can't as a dad, you know, you did your best. And it's exciting she's there, but she spelled, you know, I-S-R-E-A-L. And I'm just like, and in the previous text on her way to Israel, and she'd misspelled it, I also, again, I just kind of thought if I show her the actual spelling, maybe, and it still didn't take. So does that bother you, misspelling?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was a spelling bee champion back in school. And
cool.
I think Grace took after me with that. I feel like my skills have slipped a lot over time, but you know, Grace and I were generally good spellers. Ian and Heather, not as much. Mm-hmm. And Grace, I think, used to correct Heather a lot in terms of spelling, and has done that much less so. And I think that's probably good. But yeah, I think it's, especially in the social media world, it's so easy to read through now and go, oh, that's wrong. Yeah, incorrect grammar.
The pushback from the people who are not avid spellers is the idea that, well, I got spell check. I mean, it's just, there's a certain recklessness. There's a certain, I don't care.
Yep. Yeah.
Then and you're seen as the one who's just like, back off, chill out, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I think it's also true with like mispronunciations. I, for years, apparently mispronounced the word apostle. I would pronounce it with a hard T. And several years into doing that, my friend Josh said to me, he said, I always thought apostle was a pronounced apostle. And I was like, no, I think it's got a hard T, like other words, like whistle.
Uh-huh.
And then as I started thinking about it, you know, it's good to have, I think, we want to learn, right?
I mean,
I think that's good. But we can also become jerks with kind of saying, well, you did that wrong.
We have almost chewed up our time, and we did not get to what we were going to do. Again, you know, we're Colossians 3, 1 and 2 yesterday. And again, this idea about set your mind on things above, not on things below. And I think one of the ways that came to mind for me, and maybe we can pick up more, because I actually was looking at it in my study Bible, my life application study Bible last night, and I wanted to share some of those notes, and the Bible's not here. So we'll delve into that tomorrow. But one of the things I can just say practically where that came into play for me yesterday is I like politics. I watch from afar. It felt like the hearing with the nominee for the Supreme Court at different times, it certainly was tense, and there were different takes depending on whatever news channel you were watching afterwards. But I felt like, for me, I felt like, you know, I'm interested, but I want to set my mind on things above. You know, isn't that, you know what I mean? There's stuff down here that the Ukrainian, all sorts of things that can capture your attention, but also keep part of your brain on things above, don't you think?
For sure, yeah. And it's so easy to get sucked into the mud and the mire and the muck and lose focus on what is above. And that's a good reminder for us today.
Mud, M-U-D, mire, M-I-R-E, muck, M-U-C-K. There we go.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you for the spelling lesson.
Great 5 minutes. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans. All right, WWIB, here's the deal. I'm the announcer. I'm the shooter. I'm the one who's here in the studio. I have to admit, I have not handled the pressure the greatest, but we're going to do what we do, and we're trying to make money for WIB Incorporated. We've got four different pledgers. Let me make sure that's where we're at. Yes, it is. So, with that in mind, our thanks to Mona and Cody and Troy and Mike. As we will try to hoop this up here this morning. So here we go. All right. Try to give it our best shot here this morning. And Jeremy, my friend last night, said this is his favorite part as he drives to work listening to this. So I think underhanded, I put too much pressure on mostly. So some of the underhanded go, some of them don't. All right, here we go. First one is up. And it is no good. First one was no good. Second one. Ah, 0 for 2. All right, third one is up. And we got it. The third one is good. Woo-hoo. All right, the fourth shot now. The fourth shot. Yes, it hit the front, went back, and goes in. And now the fifth and final shot. And we've got one pledger who said he's going to give an extra $20 if I make three. And it goes. All right, woo-hoo. All right, came away with 3 out of 5 here this morning, and so getting the last 3 to go. So the first 2 off the mark, but rallied at the end. So thanks for your support. All right, 12 of 16 songs, 12 of 16 artists have moved on to the second round. They include Mercy Me, Rich Mullins, Matthew West, Francesca Battistelli, Third Day, Phillips Craig and Dean Crowder, Toby Mac, Laura Story, Johnny Cash, Jason Gray, and Micah Tyler. But we've got 4 more matchups, 2 today, 2 tomorrow, to complete the first round.
Yes, and so we've got another one with voting going on until 7:45 a.m. And just reminding you, here's the 2 ways to vote. You can text us at 715-396-1670. Plug that, save that right in your phone as the WIB listener line, 715-396-1670. You can text. But also, we're giving everybody the opportunity to get a bonus vote. Can't do that in real life, but you can here. You can vote twice if you join the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's not the page. We're moving over to the group. It seems like we're getting a lot more interactivity with you guys that way. So search the WWIB Wake Up Show. Find the private Facebook group. Ask for entry. We'll let you right in. You can vote there. Bonus time.
All right. So we've got 2 nominees. Here we go. Mike and Cameron nominating Chris Tomlin. We'll get to his debut song in a second. And then also Tammy and Durand going with Zach Williams.
2 great choices, guys.
So Zach Williams, the song on the way is going to be Chainbreaker. Mike and Cameron, his first song for Chris Tomlin is Thank You, Lord, teaming up with Thomas Rhett, right?
And Florida Georgia Line, too.
396-1670. There we go. Song 1 of 2 in our first showdown of the morning. Chris Tomlin, Thank You, Lord, with the Florida Georgia Line and Thomas Rhett. And the second song from Tammy and Durand.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles.
Zach Williams, Chainbreaker. All right, Zach Williams, that song too, squaring off against Chris Tomlin. What a battle.
Yes, and 2 ways to vote. And remember, via Facebook is where you can get a bonus vote, but only in our new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So search the WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. Ask to join that private group if you haven't already, and you can get a bonus vote. So you can vote 2 times for your favorite song and artist, but also the main way to vote by texting the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670. So again, to recap, if you're just joining us, our CCM Song Showdown goes another 20 and a half minutes until 7:45. We have Zach Williams with Chainbreaker, that one from Tammy from Durand, against Chris Tomlin, Thank You, Lord, that one coming from Mike from Cameron. And right now, Zach Williams is up by 2 votes. It's the slimmest of margins right now.
Mike Donahue, his brand new one, Glory, I couldn't see. Interesting there, the story behind it in terms of what came out of the pandemic and his realization. I think Mike Donahue, he to me kind of embodies all that's good about CCM, you know?
And again, if you follow him, say on Instagram, he's been doing even more too. I mean, just a very vulnerable, open man. And I love that. And I think I've always been a fan of 10th Avenue North, but in his later days with 10th Avenue North and now as a solo artist as well, too, I think I'm connecting more and more because he's been so open about the struggles, about the depression, about the anxiety, about the temptations, and saying we shouldn't have to hide these things. We should be able to take them to one another, to bear each other's burdens, and to say, let's stop trying to pretend we're perfect and just bring our darkness into God's light and own it and say, you know what, this is who I have been, but by the grace of God, it's not who I will be as he's making me each day into the image of Christ.
Phil Wickham didn't make this year's CCM tournament, but something tells me he will next year. He's growing in popularity. A lot of folks from the Chippewa Valley went over to the Twin Cities, caught him at a area church there in concert. But we've just wrapped up our first matchup of the morning. Chris Tomlin and Zach Williams, how'd it turn out?
Yeah, I'm just refreshing, making sure there weren't any other family voting blocks that would change this. No, we get in one last second vote. Cliff from Sooner sneaking it under the wire. But still, by double digits votes, by 10 officially, Zach Williams and Chainbreaker, nominated by Tammy from Durand, knocks off Chris Tomlin and Thank You Lord, nominated by Mike from Cameron. So congratulations, Zach Williams. He moves on to the second round.
He moves on to the second round, and he will face Third Day.
Whoa.
So Cliff.
That Cliff was the last voter this morning, right at 7:45, and Cliff nominated Third Day. So yeah. Cliff against Tammy, Spooner against Durand, second round.
Well, you know, the times they are a-changing. I mean, you know, in days gone by, maybe there'd be a different song that people would sing to try to calm a crying baby than today, right?
Yeah, so this is a heartwarming video that's gone viral recently after a man captured the moment passengers on an international flight joined in singing a very special song to comfort a crying little boy. And you know, if you've flown before, sometimes for children, it hurts their ears, they're not comfortable, and they just start crying, and they can be inconsolable. So passengers on board a Fly Dubai flight from Dubai United Arab Emirates to Albania saw a father struggling to console his little boy during the five-hour flight. And I love the human kindness here, but this is not the song that I necessarily would have thought. But this is the song that they started singing.
Here they are. So there you go. One more time. They all knew the song. They broke into it trying to calm down the baby because that could be pretty irritating.
You can see this online. The video pans as the passengers clap and sing to Yes, Baby Shark, which has amassed, well over a billion views on YouTube. Everybody, we just need more things in the world that bring us together. Maybe Baby Shark is one of them.
Well, it worked for the Washington Nationals, right?
Well, hey, we wanted to let you know you guys did a great job supporting The Greatest Inheritance. Local screenwriter Andrea Polnasek, so cool to have her here in studio from time to time. And her latest film was one that Connie from Micon Cinema said, I think this is her best yet. And it's called The Greatest Inheritance. It's a wonderful film. And I know, Havel, you got to be part of the premiere event and kind of screen it before everybody else. Then it premiered last week. And you guys did a great job supporting it. And so it is through at least early next week. It is staying in Micon Cinema's Chippewa Falls. So just want to urge you to continue supporting family-friendly, faith-based cinema and also supporting local as well. Pastor Perry Polnasek is Mark's pastor and his wife, Andrea, a very gifted screenwriter. And not only do we need more talented women in the film industry, but also we need faith-based films. We need women who are unafraid to approach spiritual issues and do it in a fun way, a way that has heart that you can learn from, but be able to be a light for Christ in what can be a really dark place in Hollywood. So we just want to give full props and kudos to Andrea Polnasek here from locally in Chippewa Falls and The Greatest Inheritance. I want to urge you to go out and support that film here at MyCon, and let's make it a really long run. I know was maybe planned just for a week originally. You guys have already helped it stay longer than that. Let's see how long this movie can have a run at MyCon Chippewa.
Yeah, its national debut is tomorrow, and so we got the early viewing here. I got to tell you,
exclusively
if
here
you go
Chippewa.
See it at the dollhouse scene, my eyes started to water, so I'm just going to tell you that. All right, what's our song showdown here?
All right, so we have two songs. We have the artist DC Talk against Switchfoot, and we have the songs Jesus Is Just All Right against Stars. Now, DC Talk, this is one where we actually went in-house because Betsy from Evenings was like, well, why hasn't anybody nominated DC Talk? Why hasn't anybody nominated DC Talk? And so we said, you know what, Betsy, why don't you nominate DC Talk? And you can help fill out the bracket that way. So Betsy from Evenings nominates DC Talk. Jesus Is Just All Right. Now, my man Jeffrey from Wausau at 94.3 FM, one of my favorite groups of all time, is Switchfoot. I don't have a vote here, but He picked up Switchfoot. I'm very grateful that Switchfoot is in the tournament. It's going to be a tough one for them here against DC Talk. But Jeffrey from Wausau, 94.3 FM, Switchfoot and Stars going against DC Talk Song 2.
Just so you know, Betsy had reacted. She said, you paired my favorite group up against Caleb. Listen, it just kind of broke that way. It just kind of fell that way.
I mean, so. And here's the thing. I fully expect to lose. I don't have a horse in this race, so to speak, because I didn't nominate Switchfoot. I'm not managing them and picking what songs.
Right.
But I will be sad if Switchfoot loses. I acknowledge DC Talk is fantastic, though, but maybe a little help for Switchfoot.
Here we go. DC Talk will follow with Jesus Is Just All Right. This is Switchfoot, picked by Jeffrey, song Stars. You can vote on the talk and text line, 396-1670, and also bonus vote the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Switchfoot, take it away. I can't say I was real familiar with that song, Stars, from Switchfoot, but the music, incredible on that song.
Check out the video on YouTube as well. It's fantastic. And I know I'm a little biased here because, again, I think Switchfoot's just going to get trucked by DC Talk, and I love Switchfoot. So normally I don't weigh in with my opinion at all, but I don't get a vote. But thank you, even if it's just pity votes for Switchfoot, thank you.
Well, we are allowing Betsy to vote. 715-396-1670. Bonus vote, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. That was Switchfoot. This is DC Talk. DC Talk, Jesus Is Just All Right, squaring off against Switchfoot in our song showdown of CCM artists. Caleb, how's it going voting?
So here's the thing. I know I didn't nominate Switchfoot. I just, again, I had to break my neutrality for just a bit because I love Switchfoot, but no, they don't have much of a chance against DC Talk. Dan from Janesville, he's like, yeah, sorry, Caleb, I got to vote for DC Talk. And he said, Betsy came out swinging for the fences with this one, and I understand that. But here's what we've got. So it's Mike from Cameron. No, I'm sorry. That was last hour. We've got Jeffrey from Wausau with Switchfoot. He nominates Stars. We've got our own Betsy from Evenings. She said somebody has to put DC Talk in this bracket. So she goes with DC Talk. Jesus Is Just All Right. So you guys decide. Ben Polzine from Down to Earth Garden Center joins us.
Uh-huh.
And Down to Earth sponsoring this entire week of Hope and Hoops. And not only does Ben come in to shoot so that I don't have to, he also brings us treats. What a guy.
I know it. What did you bring, Ben?
We got some lemon raspberry cookies. We're calling it a breakfast cookie a little bit. It kind of cookie scone mix. So.
Well, and this is the thing, because muffins, everyone knows that muffins are breakfast cupcakes. So why can't we have breakfast cookies as well, too? So
I'm going with that.
There you go. And you were telling us off the air, Ben, really the 5 and 2 Cafe. So Down to Earth Garden Center, the Mustard Seed Boutique, 5 and 2 Cafe. But your incredible staff there at the 5 and 2 Cafe is making pretty much everything from scratch.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what they're doing in there now. So all of our soups, all of our baked goods, everything is made from scratch.
Wow. And what are your hours each day then at the cafe open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, breakfast and lunch mainly, where we close at 5. So 8 to 5 in the cafe. So anything in within those hours.
You get a mixture of people, I mean, who are coming there, certainly while they're shopping, et cetera, checking things out at Down to Earth. But also, imagine, it's just a great place for folks to just come and meet friends, right? And
yeah, great meeting spot, great spot to take your best friend, build two of the greenhouses and grab a coffee or just, you know, chat in the cafe for a while. Got a lot of different types of people that come in.
And again, the Mustard Seed Boutique, too. And I believe your wife is pretty heavily involved with that in terms of finding some of these great styles. I know I followed you guys on Facebook and just, I mean, all sorts of creativity and, I mean, really keeping on trend as well. There's things that you can find at the boutique you can't find anywhere else.
Yeah, we've been blessed to be able to have some really good relationships with our vendors, so we're well-stocked. But yeah, the trends change daily just about, so it's always something new and different. They're restocking every week and doing new releases. So it's been, we're blessed to have a great team in there too.
But the bottom line, I mean, Down to Earth Garden Center, I mean, this is the time of the year, right?
Yeah, you're ramping up a lot right now, even though with the cooler weather off and on here, like last weekend, it was crazy. You know, now it's really cold again, but no matter what, we're full tilt growing. Group of greenhouses are getting packed. Just filling up to the brim, and we're ready for spring.
And one of the great advantages of Down to Earth is that you have the indoor greenhouses, so if folks are like, well, man, I'm really, really itching to get out and see some plants and buy some, my goodness, they can go into your warm greenhouses, so even if we don't have 40 on the weekend, they will be an absolute comfort as they shop at Down to Earth.
Yeah, with the expansion this winter, now we have 3 greenhouses that are open year-round full of tropical plants, so no matter the date, you can come in and enjoy the greenhouse smells, and be able to see lots of greenery and take something home with you.
Ben Polzine, he's going to be our guest shooter in a few minutes. You've done this before.
Yep.
and you're still back for more, so we appreciate it. Let's get some pledges for this great entrepreneur in the Chippewa Valley, brother in the Lord, 396-1670. Let us know what you want to do with his five shots.
Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back.
Jordan Feliz, one of the many talented artists that didn't make our field this year, but maybe next year, Jordan. And that certainly is a song that I'm sure somebody would go with. Jesus is coming back, WWIB. It's past 8:45.
Yes, and this was tight. This was tight. And so, again, it was DC Talk, nominated by our own Betsy from Evenings. Jesus is Just All Right against Jeffrey from Wausau at 94.3 FM. His band was Switchfoot, and he nominated Stars for the first song. And this came right down to the wire. Right down to the wire at 8:45, mm-hmm. and a family vote made the difference.
Uh-oh.
A family vote made the difference. I feel a little betrayed because it was the Johnson family, my buddies, but they voted all five of them. Some families split their votes, but the Johnsons voted all five for DC Talk, and DC Talk wins by three votes.
But Switchfoot did get a whole family of six from Owen, right?
Yes, so thank you to everybody who voted for Switchfoot. I knew it was a long shot trying to beat DC Talk,
I
love DC Talk as well, too. Yeah,
they battled hard.
They, you know what? I appreciate them, kind of an underdog mentality. But yes, by three votes, DC Talk moves into the second round. We were talking with Ben Polzine, and you were saying, this is a tough one, you know, because you've got DC Talk, iconic, and you know... Grow up with that band, and they, of course, spawned Michael Tate with the Newsboys and Toby Mac and all that, too. But Switchfoot's a rocker as well, so that was a tough choice.
Yeah, growing up listening to DC Talk, and now Switchfoot being one of the main people I listen to is like, well, mm-hmm. which way do you lean there?
Do you choose nostalgia or do you choose current?
Yeah, that's tough.
I want to compliment the cookie scone. Again, they're a little bit lighter than maybe the, but great, fantastic. It's still soft, right? Not mm-hmm. too. Right. And the blend of the raspberry and the lemon.
Nice and light, but
outstanding.
Yeah, a lot of flavor.
Raspberry and lemon is such a great combination. One of the many, many made from scratch items at the 5 and 2 Cafe.
Mm-hmm. And the white frosting drizzled on top, so you can't go wrong.
So, Ben, you were mentioning as well, too, that you guys, you never rest on your laurels ever. I mean, so you are expanding again. You have been, again, working hard throughout the winter, some greenhouse expansion. I mean, you are really getting ready for everybody who's itching to get out there and get some plants and get that green thumb working again.
Yeah, some people might say we don't like to be bored. So we built some more greenhouses for the retail side this winter. We also built some more greenhouses at our growing farm. So we're growing more and having more room for you guys to shop. So it's a whole new experience this year. Everything's going to be laid out a little bit different. More space to come in during those dreary days, have more covered space, more warm space during the winter. But then in the spring, just more annuals, more flowers, more everything for everybody.
And again, in a world where there's shortages all over the place, unfortunately, if you are wanting to shop for Mother's Day and buy a gift for that special mom in your life or multiple ladies in your life, just go to Down to Earth Garden Center because you've expanded for this reason to make sure you have everything to meet the demand coming up for Mother's Day.
Yeah, we kind of are a one-stop Mother's Day shop. So we have everything in the boutique, in the cafe. If they don't want plants, we have them in the greenhouse. We have anything to do with green plants, you know, indoor plants, flowering plants, hanging baskets, along with locally made cards and everything.
Wow.
And if people feel like it's too early, like what's the perfect, as we transition March into April here real soon, right? So,
yeah, I mean, we're still early to be planting. Mm-hmm. We'd be loving to have a little bit warmer weather right now, but, you know, each week it'll be getting warmer and we'll have more and more stuff available.
Right. So. Looking forward to it. All right. Ben's going to be our guest shooter. We got another 50-hour flat pledge from Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Chippewa Falls, thank you so much for your generosity, Bill, and others who want to hop in. Somebody's going to win a $15 Down to Earth gift certificate, plus everybody who pledges eligible for that $400 grand prize drawing tomorrow afternoon before 5 for Down to Earth.
Well, it's time for Hope and Hoops. Ben Polzine from Down to Earth Garden Center. We would love to have your last second pledges for Ben at 715-396-1670. Down to Earth Garden Center supporting and sponsoring this entire week of Hope and Hoops. We're giving away a $15 gift certificate to Down to Earth Garden Center. And so again, you can use it at Down to Earth. You can use it at the Mustard Seed Boutique. Or you know what? I think Mark and I might be saying maybe you want to take that over to the 5 and 2 Cafe and get some of these incredible breakfast cookies, raspberry, lemon, and again, just some nice light airiness and again, kind of a scone, kind of a cookie. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Havel gives it two thumbs up. So maybe mm-hmm. you want to use it for that. One of our pledgers walking away with that gift certificate plus a $400 gift certificate generously provided by Down to Earth for one of our pledgers from all throughout the week, that drawing tomorrow afternoon. Thank you to our pledgers, Mona, Cody, Brenda, Sarah and Lincoln, Richard, Heidi, Bill, and then also Papa and Lincoln jump in with a pledge as well. $25 per made shot for Ben Polzin, $5 per miss. And I believe Papa said, Ben, that when he came in and shot, that he left you one extra to make to try to beat him.
All right,
last second pledge is 715-396-1670. But right now, Ben Polzin from Down to Earth Garden Center steps to the line. Five shots for Hope and Hoops. He's going to go underhanded. First one on the way, backboard and in.
Worked it well.
There you go. Well done. Right-handed, underhanded shot. Second one off the backboard and in. He's 2 for 2. Third shot on the way. That one rolls in all around the inside of the rim and down. He's 3 for 3. The orange ball now on the way off the back rim and in. 4 for 4. Going for perfection. On the way.
Yes!
It's in. 5 for 5. And the hands raised in the air. Ben Polzin. Perfection. Wow.
Attention.
Keeps Papa as well, too. And... raising a ton of money for WIB Inc.
Attention to detail, Ben. You did it.
The stakes were high.
They really were. Well done, my good. And this is the thing. You do this once per year, so you have a year to think about it if you don't go 5 for 5, but now you've got a year to exult and celebrate.
I'm going to ride that for a whole year.
Going to ride that wave.
I think, Caleb, you've been heard to say, I want to go 5 for 5 and retire, right?
Yep. And so just... quick note, we have 4 slots open at 8:45 next week, and I would love to see all of them filled because I had 1 5 for 5, and I'd like to end on that.
There you go.
So please let me know if you'd like to jump in.
We've got a guest shooter tomorrow morning at 6:50. Do you have a shooter tomorrow?
Tomorrow is kids' day. Tomorrow is kids' day, and so we will see. Cooper and Lily are supposed to shoot. Cooper's a little under the weather. We'll see if he can fight that off. If not, Lily, my oldest, is going to be coming in. I'm not sure if she's going to make me bribe her with some of these down-to-earth raspberry and lemon breakfast cookies, but that is very possible.
Whatever it takes to get the job done. Ben, thanks so much. A final word to folks about Down to Earth and all you got going on there?
We appreciate everything you guys do here at WWIB. So just thank you for letting us be able to be part of this, and we look forward to a great spring.
All right. You guys are awesome.